For some in Washington, the government shutdown is mostly a political game of chicken. But it's a different story on Indian reservations across the country, which often rely on federal dollars to pay police officers or to run schools and hospitals. Russell Begay is the president of the Navajo Nation, and he told us almost every person there has felt the impact of the shutdown.
One big impact that we're already feeling because of the 7, 8, 9, 10 inches of snow that we're experiencing is that the Bureau of Indian Affairs under the Department of Interior, they normally maintain the roads. Much of that is dirt road. And a lot of our people living out in the rural areas, they're not able to get out of their homes because the roads are ice packed and snow packed. And so our people basically can't get out.
The Navajo Nation is the size of West Virginia and has 350,000 members. 80% of its funding comes from the federal government, so the impact of a shutdown is huge. And Begay says it's an example of the government not holding up its end of the bargain with Native communities.
And we signed a treaty that gave water, natural resources to these cities, to these places. And in exchange, in these treaty agreements, these are contractual agreements that the nation, Navajo Nation, went in with the United States government, is that in return you will get education, health services, economic development, all of those things.
Begay says Indian tribes should not be impacted by the government shutdown because of those treaties. More on that in a moment. But first, I'd like to bring in another Native leader. Aaron Payment is the chairperson of the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. And he joins the Takeaway from Washington, D.C., where he traveled for the opening of Congress. Aaron, welcome to the Takeaway.
Hello, I'm very glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. How is the shutdown impacting your tribe?
So we haven't felt the immediate impact yet, but we do expect to have some drastic choices to make by January 15th if the government doesn't reopen. That's the date in which self-governance contracts will have their next drawdown. And I want to echo President Begay's comments about the treaty and trust responsibility. When we entered these treaties, the federal government obligated itself to provide health, education, and social welfare into perpetuity. And as long as we cannot have our land back, we expect the federal government to fulfill that legal responsibility.
What is it costing you to essentially keep these services that have normally been funded by the federal government open?
Yes, in 2013, the full cost was $1 million. It's about $100,000 per day. So we do have a reserve that keeps us, will carry us through about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks at the most. But then we will feel the pinch and we will have to consider layoffs and furloughs and interruption of services.
Want to bring in one more quote here from Russell Begay of the Navajo Nation. Let's take a listen.
This is an agreement that is higher than agreements between the federal government and states, because this is a treaty. This is a nation-to-nation agreement.
So one of the things, Aaron, is that President Begay there is saying that Indian tribes should be exempt from funding cuts and furloughed employees during the shutdown. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And we do have some congressional leaders who have focused on that. One is Congressman Tom Cole. The other one is Congressman Mark Wayne Mullins. They are both American Indians. They're on the Republican side of the ticket. Today, we will be joined by two Native American women, the first to be elected to Congress, Deborah Holland and Sharice Davids. They're on the Democrat side. And we are nonpartisan. And so we hope that they will help lead consideration of exempting tribes from sequestration, from shutdowns, to make our funding mandatory and also advanced appropriations so that we don't have to borrow in order to operate.
Aaron Payment is the chairperson of the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Aaron, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.